On Yabez and Mabez. And the Mora said that a person can't make shlichus, so it's not an issue of what the person's intent was, but practically a person cannot make shlichus in something which he cannot do yet. The Mora says, well, no, is that true that you can't do that? What is it about to do? Is that true that you can't do that? Toshma, the Mora says, let's see if that's true. Okay. Harma lapichopis shaloi, a person we had back in the dorm, a person says to his mana somebody to take care of the issues. Called the dorm should tell their ishti mikan achabimakomploini, a fair law. So he tells the apichopis that he should be made for all of them, the bailim's wife will make. V'hafer lo, yachol yehumu for it. And maybe that should work. Tamalarmer isha yekimenu isha yefeirenu. Dim Rabbi Yoshia. So Rabbi Yoshia says, the pasuk says, that it has to be dafka the husband. And Rabbi Yonasan argues that shlichus works. So Zot Gemara, time of Amar Rachmana Isha Yikimenu be Isha Yeferenu. Hall of Hachi Apichop is Mefer, so a person is able to be Mefer than the Dorim. Vilagabi Day Tanya. So what's the problem? But it says Armel Ishtoi Kodar Mishat Taduri Mikan Rajab Mimokam Pani Yehum Kayamin Lormer Kum. So if he wants to be Mikhaim in the Dordim before they've actually happened, he can't do that. What about if he wants to be Mefer than the Dordim? Harein Muforin, Rabliyaz Armer Mufer, Bechamer Mena Mufer. Which means that the person is not able to be mefer the nedarim before they happen. So how can you be mana shliach to mefer nedarim? We say wherever anything which he can't do himself, he cannot right now. He cannot be mefer. He cannot make a shlichus right now. Because the chodaitoch ki amar Rabbi Yoshia. That which Rabbi Yoshia says, you need a special pasuk of Isha Yikimenu, but otherwise it could work. And the truth is, the question is from Rabbi Anderson also, because he said explicitly that shlichus works. Aliva Drabonon, the Amri Lo Motzi Mefer, Milav Domer Rachmona Isha Yikimenu, Isha Yifirenu, Abichapas Havi Mefer. So we see both from Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Anderson that the person can appoint a shliach before, even though he doesn't have the ability to do it right now. The Mora says no, but then we'll leave it to Eliezer. Dharma Motzi Mefer. Okay, so the Mora says they're going like Eliezer. So since he can make a shliach, right, he himself could do it. He can make a shliach. Mora says he hachi. We're going like Eliezer. The person can make a blanket hafora now for the future, and he says, any dharma which you will be made for in the you will make in the future, I'm being made for now. So what does he need shlichus for? What does he need to tell the apichopas to do it? Just do it himself. Some more answers. It means he would tell his wife. See, he has to tell the wife, even though Hafora does not need to be told to the woman. But Mitzad, the issue of the woman knowing that there's a Hafora, and knowing that she's a, that the netter is mutter, is important. So we're afraid that he's. He says, "I don't want to do it now. I would do it when." The person thinks of it. He says, "Okay, you know, I'll do it now." He says, "No, I can't. I don't want to do it now because I want to make sure I tell her." But before when he's leaving, he might forget to tell her. Or he might be upset right then and not want to do it. Or Mitridna, he'll just be busy with so many things that he won't be able to tell her. So he'll end up never being made for. But right now, when he thought of it, he says, I have a better idea. I'll appoint the Apir Shabbos to do that. And each netter, as she makes a netter, the Apir Shabbos will tell her that it's Mufar. So therefore she'll know that it's Mufar. So that's why he didn't just do it himself. He did it through Shlichas. So the more is... okay.
I mean, I understand. It would seem to be more efficient if I wanted to make sure that my wife knows. Then why can't I just do it at one shot instead of taking the time out to appoint the shaliach, who might himself forget to tell her? Just do it all now.
He could do it now. The problem is if he doesn't know, he didn't tell his wife about it yet.
But I'm saying, so let him do it all now, tell his wife now.
Well, right now he thought of it, and he's not with his wife. So he says, but he's with the Apotropos. He says, okay, I'll tell the Apotropos to take care of it, because right now doing it now doesn't work. Elamai, what, I'll have to tell later on. I'm going to forget later on, or whatever. So that's what he's afraid of.
No, why don't you just tell the Apotropos? Tell my wife that I've just been.
Okay, she can do that, too. Okay, let's see the Rosh. As they say in English, kasha for mice, right? Okay, so holding the rush, tamalerma isha, you came out of isha, you prepared. Yitur the krok dorish lo lo motzi mashri shliach. So when the pasuk stresses, it has to dafka the husband. So that stress is not necessarily keep stressing. Isha, you came out of isha, you prepared. No, it doesn't work through shlichus. Tamalerma rachmana isha, you came out of isha, you prepared. No, halav hachi. So where's Medayik the Kasha from Rabbi Yoshua? So who have we much luxury me mil said Rabbi Yoshua? El Danicha le luxury me tevayu. The marker just asked Rabbi Yoshua says beferish that shlichus works. The point the more is saying is that not only is it true in Rabbi Yoshua, it's even true in Rabbi Yoshua, that only because of a special pasuk, there's no din of shlichus over here, but otherwise shlichus works. Okay. So now, if the person says that Yehoin Kayamin Lo Yomer Klum, the Mor says, regards to Kiyum, it doesn't work. By Hafora, it's Machloikis. So why, by Hafora, is there, Rabbi Eliezer says that it works, and by Hakama, Rabbi Eliezer says it doesn't work. The Nan Sahadi is like the Rosh, the Lo Yomer Beliboy, the Kayam Lo Kol Nadirat. The Shema Todor Dober Shuhu Ganailoi Vakasha Be'ene Imiskayim. It's not logical that he really wants Mikayim all the Nadorim. So we don't take his statement at full value. Harein Meforin, Rabbi Yezer, or Rabbi Yelozer, we have Rabbi Yezer, no? We have Rabbi Yisalov, I guess. Rabbi Elazar Amar Mufar, they know the Chavetz Bisha Nidranis, Menichalei Shekol Nidra Yehu Mufarin. So we say that he really means that, because he doesn't want the Dorm and his wife. Chavim say, Ena Mufar. Farshim Dorm, Tamam Mishum the Ksiv Isha Yikimeno, Isha Yifereno, Kol Sheena Bechlal Hakama, Ena Bechlal Hafora. Okay. Kosechadat Bnei Yeshiva Shabbatul Hakshas Mikan. The more is saying that they assumed that who's the they? They is the Bnei Yeshiva. Chamer Rabbi Yoshiya leave it the Rabbanan. Damir lo motzi mefer. So Rabbi Yoshiya is saying that you can appoint a shliach to farfar even though he himself can't do it. The leave it the Rabbi Elazar my mashal shliach lahafer yafela who, and the reason why they assume that is because in Rabbi Elazar we have a simple. There's no reason to make a shliach. Yeah, who by atzmai Amar Milsa Dloy Motzi Iyu Lemevad, still Mashi Shliach. Mashani Loilam is Rabbi Yoshia, Alibad Rabbi Lozer. He's going to Rabbi Lozer that you can do it yourself. Why doesn't he just do that for himself when he leaves? He's afraid he's going to forget, he's going to be upset, or he's going to be distracted. Therefore now, a day or two before he leaves, instead of waiting until the last minute, but a day or two before he leaves, he's Maman of the Shliach. Ah, he's at the rush. Why does he have to make a Shliach now? Now, he thought about right now. So right now, he'll be made for himself. He calls Maman, she yesh him be'ir, and he writes it, she move forward. He doesn't want to do it before he leaves, right now, a few days beforehand, because maybe she'll be mad or something, which he might want to be mekayim. So he doesn't want to be made for everything from this point onwards. Okay, miokasha yafra lo mishas alichaser achi yashuv. So stand now and say, starting from the time that I leave until I come back, I'm being made for now, all those in the door. So he's not being made for anything which will take place while he's still there. He's just addressing the dharma of the future. Just like whatever he just told the shliach to do himself. I'm not sure about that. He could be mefer, which is not there. Mikomakum, who yare, shemetabra al nidra. If he does it when she's not there, and he forgets to tell her, she might then be over than she might be over the netter. Well, bishul yahafrala. Even though truthfully he was mefer, but mikomakum. I'm sorry. Kimishul yodah yesh lo einish. The Gemara says a person incorrectly thinks something is osur and willingly eats it anyway, even though what they actually ate was heter, they were willing to eat isur. They were eating it believing that it's isur, so they get an oinish. So he prefer that the shliach will then as each netter happens, the shliach will be made for directly to the woman. The first Mishnah. So he like we said before, he is not committed to any naziris of his own. All he's committed to was to cover half of the karbonis that somebody else of a nazir. Yeshama chaver v'amr v'ani alay legalech chatzin nazir. So, and the person says, I want to do the same. Like the Mar pointed out over here, that the v'ani kama alay legalech chatzin nazir is explaining what v'ani means. And I want to be committing to Megleach Chatzi Nazir. So Zatir Meir is Megleach Nazir Shalom is Megleach Nazir Shalom. The Rir Meir. So Meir says we don't have an option of just covering half the Kabbalahs. So he has to provide all of the Kabbalahs. Chomer Mesei, Omer Mesei Megleach Chatzi Nazir, Megleach Chatzi Nazir. So Amar Rava, so Rava says, let's explain the case of the Mishnah. Akol Moedim, Kol Heged Amar, Chatzi Karban is Nazar Alai, Chatzi Karban Maisi. He says, Chatzi Karban is Nazar Alai, so he brings half of the Karbanis. Karbanis Chatzi Nazar Alai, Kuli Karban Boy Asuye. So he's saying the Karbanis have a half of a Nazar. So Morris says, well, no such thing. So he means Karbanis of a Nazar. So he brings all the Karbanis. My time at the Holy Ashkechon, Nazir is the Palka. He pligi belisha the Masnisan. So where's the Machlokes? Pligi. When he says, Chatzi Nazar. Does Chatzi Nazar mean half of a Nazar? It means half of the Karbanis of the Nazar. So if he means half a Nazar, so he has to bring all of the Karbanis. If he means half of the Karbanis of the Nazir, so he brings half of them. Remeir Saber Kima Damer Harei Alai Ichayv Akulei Korban Naziris. He Kamer Chatzin Naziris Alav Kol Kamine. Rabbanan Savri Pesach Nederu Pesach Imoyhu. So Harei Alai the Galeach means a full Chiyuv. So Chatzin Nazir doesn't really do anything to take it away. Chum say, no, it does. Now, it doesn't really mean it's a true netter of Pesach Imo, because that would be matter totally. Over here, it's redefining it. Okay, I have a rush on the Mishnah. I see it's in brackets, which I'm going to assume it means that it was taken from the Shita Kabetzes. So you probably don't have it inside of your Gemara if you have an older Gemara. So I'll just read it to you. Harei la legalei chatzin nazar. Rishama chaver v'amr v'alai legalei chatzin nazar. Rei zemegalei nazar sholem. Zemegalei nazar sholem. Tiberi Meir. Zuck the rush. So the machlokes has nothing to do with the case of he said this and he said that. The machlokes is the first guy who said chatzin nazar. What is he makai of himself? The second fellow was the tag along is irrelevant for our mishnah, our machlokes. So habi motzi lemisti pluktayu beechad shomer rei alai legalei chatzin nazar. Below shomer chaver. We don't need the second person hearing and it's saying me as well. So why do we bring that in? The reason why we brought the second person in was for a kiddush der meir. The loytema sheni koy lemalus mashachisa harishin. We could argue the first fellow says I'm going to do half, and the second fellow says I'll do half. So they mean that the two of us together will do a full amount. Koi the malus mashachisa harishin, v'havi k'armer chatzi karbanas nazar alai. He clearly just means the second half. K'mash malon the gamasheni tzarch legalek nazar shalom. So therefore, there's the second kiddush in Remeir above and beyond that the first person has to be legalek nazar shalom, that the second person also has to be legalek nazar shalom. Zot Rosh, Hegel Omer, Chatzi Kabonis Nazar, so Chatzi Kabonis Boyasuye. The Kimon Omer, Chatzi Kabonis, so what does he do? Yifra the Nazar Echod, Demei Chatzi Kabonis Sov. So he covers half of the cost of the Nazir, of the Kabonis. He can't really bring a half because there's three Kabonis. So it means he covers the cost of one and a half karbonis. Well, im omer karbonis chatzi nazar, kibul ashkechon chatzi nazar. So what does he mean? Hare havi kiilu kibul alav karbonis nazar shalom. So he means the karbonis of a nazar. When he says, in our language of our Mishnah, hare alai legalech chatzi nazar. Remeir Sarah Kiman to Omar Harelai Ichai Bekulei Korban Nazirusay. Once he says he's committing to do the Harelai the Galeach, So he's committing the full amount. So he committed to a full amount. That's a lashon rishon. When he says chatzin nazir, that's already changing what he said. You can't do that. The twice lashon rishon. The mashar taglach is shlema. So the original sentence was a full chiyuv of imomer harei alai chatzi karbanus naziris. There, harei alai doesn't mean anything yet till he says the words. Well, he said chatzi karbanus. L'shach hakol amemer twice lashon rishon. Harei alai lo klum kamar b'lo siyum devorav. Harei alai doesn't mean anything but on its own. So there's no twice lashon rishon.
If you're gonna take the view to a slosh rishon, it sounds like he himself should be a nausea.
Harela the Galeach. Harela doesn't mean anything by itself. I'm committing to something, I don't know what yet.
Yeah, but Harela.
The Galeach means to commit to bring karbonus.
Yeah, so it sounds like he's doing it himself.
No, he was saying the Harela Nozer. I'm committing to bring karbonus of a Nozer, I'm not committing to be a Nozer. Over here he said, is like saying, Harei alai chatzi karbonus. Okay. Zok the Mishnah. Hereni nozer l'chashiyah li ben. V'nodol ben. Hereza nozer. Okay. Nodol bas. Tum tum vandragalis. Eno nozer. So if he has a daughter, or not only if he has a daughter, but if he has a tumtum, which physically is a suffix ben or a bas, or androgynous, which halakhically is a suffix ben or a bas, so you should argue me suffix in those two cases. At least me suffix should be in those. He says no. When he said ben, the shiili ben, he meant avarei ben. So in another, im Omer kashiyeli Vlad, fill another loy bas tumtum andragon is a raise another. So they're included in Vlad. It's a child. If he'll ishtoi, in another, if the woman, the wife, was gave birth to a stillborn, so it's not another. Well, let's see. Rishim and Yomer, im haya ben kayama harei ani nozer chayva, v'im lav harei ani nozer nadavah. There's a situation where the child really was a viable child, and then something happened. So that would be considered that he had a vlad, or a ben, depending on what the lashon that he said. Or it's possible there's something wrong with the child, that the child was not viable, wasn't a ben kayama, and therefore it wasn't the kiyam of the netter. So it's a safek. So misafik, he should commit to a nazirus nedava according to Shimon and say, if it was ben kayama, this nazirus that I'm keeping right now is for that. And if the child wasn't a ben kayama, I'm mechayev myself in the naziris now. And then bring, and then he can be in the nazir and bring the karbonos. Chazav yalda. Now the woman has another child, which is a viable child. So raise a nazir. So the Tanakhama says, well, he wasn't a nazir the first time; he's a nazir the second time. Rav Shimon already was mechayev him the first time, misafik. So now what? So Yarmer im harishon men kayama. Harishon chayva v'zun nadava. V'imlav harishon nadava v'zun chayva. So according to Rav Shimon, it comes out that which he was not going to hear the first time creates a doubt in regards to the second one. Whether he's mechuyev again, so he'll bring he'll be noig in aziris, which potentially is either a chayv or a nedava. So at the rush, chazav yalda achar shekibal of naziris behemi korban. So after the woman gave birth the first time. Which he was noig in aziris. Now she eventually became pregnant and had a new child. So Areza Nazir, Mishamach was a nefil, lechalal of naziris, according to the Tanakhama, the naziris wasn't chal. But even if he was noig in aziris, that was not a kiyum at all of his original neder. And he's mechuyev now to be noig in aziris.
It sounds like if what happens is she gets. The second child is before the karbanos, then that would be a different halacha because it's a heavy karban already.
If it wasn't maybe korban, she could just be noig naziris now, bring the korban afterwards. So he wouldn't have to be.
He was in the middle of being noig naziris.
So he could. He could finish that Naziris of 30 days and then just continue into another 30 days. Well, what happened was, according to Shimon, he's making a Naziris Nadab, or a Suffolk Naziris Nadab. So the more saying, in the Chalmer are going to argue on Rav Shimon in that scenario. So what happened was the first child was born, and he was noyig in the zirus, and now the second child was born. So the Chachamim said, "Well, that he can't say, well, I already did the zirus already, so because that zirus was irrelevant. It was an adava, not a chayv. But there was an zirus adava here, so he can't just stop in the middle of that zirus and start over again. He made an zirus adava, so he'd have to finish an zirus adava, and then keep his Naziris Chayva, according to Rabbanan. According to Shimon, it's a suffix, whether it's a Nadav or a Chayva. But either way, you would have to complete that one as a Nadav or a suffix Nadav, and then start over the second, and then do the second one. Reason they also do the Mishmachos, and they follow the Chalal of Naziris. Rav Shimon, Tzarech Lahasis, Kibri Shana, he has to deny, flip like the same idea as the first one. Shema Rishon Hayu Ben Kayam. Now Zot the Gemara, Zot the Rosh. What Reb Shimon be Yaldo Tumtum? Do I have in Nazir? I will have to have a Chati Suffolk Zocher Suffolk Lekeva. The Suffolk Azula Mochit Nafshe Shlohaya Daito Al Tumtum Klau. Similar, Rav Shimon argues in this case over here and says the person is willing to be mechayev an aziris for a suffik, so should we go back to the first case of the Mishnah? And Rav Shimon should argue in the case of Ben and say also he's mechayev himself an aziris misafik. We don't see Rav Shimon arguing in the ratio. There's Zot Rosh. Why? Because when a person says Ben, he means avadai Ben, because he doesn't want to get it. He's not committing himself for the suffix of a tumtum. So he meant Ben, even though halakhically a tumtum might be a zocher, but when he said Ben, he didn't have that in mind. That's what, even if Shimon agrees to that. But over here, where the child is a question of whether to ben kiyama or not, here Rav Shimon argues that a person will have in mind the possibility of a suffix. Okay.
So what if there's some kind of like deformity with the child or something like that? It's also your detail because I'm just wondering what the
I think so.
Thought process is.
Yeah, I think so. It's a valet ben, yeah, so we couldn't part it because of that, you know, issue. Let's just quickly repeat the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Hi, my lememra." The first mission, the first guy says, "Shiel ben, you know the ben, raise the nozer." Shkoyach, of course. I mean, what's the chiddush? The Gemara says, "Mishum seifa, ba'as tumzum medragan is enu nozer." So they're not included. The Gemara says, "Pshita." It's also posh. It means that when the person says ben, he doesn't mean the tumtum. The Chashiyeli ben doesn't necessarily mean ben, it means when I'm zeichet to become a person who has somebody that I'm being nidna from, I'm building on my children. So that would include these other possibilities as well. Kamash on that not. Okay? Vimomer Chashiyeli Vlad, he is chayiv. Mor says weiter, pshita, maratema vlad mikshav beni inchi beinan. He says vlad, he means something choshev, and even the bas doesn't get that. Kamash v'lon. Did you see the rush? Maratema l'cheshev nekomer, klomer ben the komer loshen binyan kamoi v'boneh gamanochim imeno. Last right, you have last six parasha. No. 2 weeks ago, all right? The Chashuvi Beni Inchi Ubas to the Majorgonus Lechoshev. So Mashal Vlad means a Vlad. Okay.